This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's known as palcohol, powdered alcohol. It comes in pouches. You mix one packet with 6 ounces of liquid and you've got yourself a cocktail. Palcohol was legalized this year and it's hitting the marketplace this summer. But some states have already banned it. And Michigan Senate said yes unanimously to a ban. And a new poll from the University of Michigan finds a majority of the public is right there with the state senators. Dr. Matthew Davis is director of the U of M C.S. Mott Children's Hospital National Poll on Children's Health. Dr. Davis, why do a poll on powdered alcohol?
Well, in our National Poll on Children's Health, what we do is we try to provide a way to bring the public voice into the national policy dialogue. In order to do that, we focus on issues that are coming up in the media or in the legislative houses across the United States, or sometimes in advances in science and provisions for child health care. Our team looks for the latest information and the latest news items and tries to capture what the public is thinking about these particular issues.
And certainly powdered alcohol is right there.
That's right. In fact, we learned about powdered alcohol through two ways. One is, as you mentioned, earlier this year in March, it was approved for official sale by the Federal Bureau that looks at alcoholic products. Mm-hmm. The other is that several state legislatures, within just a few days to a couple weeks of powdered alcohol being approved, acted to ban it in their states. And Michigan has followed that suit.
Now, we know that the Senate did it. Now, has the House followed suit as well?
The Michigan House has introduced an identical bill, and that just last week, middle of last week, had a hearing for the Committee on Regulatory Reform. And I would expect, based on what was heard during that committee and what we saw in the Senate, that we'll see the House act on this quite soon.
And what does Michigan's bill look like?
Michigan's bill is quite clear. It would prohibit the use, possession, and sale of powdered alcohol within state borders, which essentially means powdered alcohol would not be legal in the state of Michigan.
And so we're not talking about under 21s. We're talking about for everybody.
Well, that's an important point because the proponents of powdered alcohol say, you know what, we already have regulations in every state about underage drinking, not allowed, or sale to underage consumers, not allowed. So why not just let that play out in the usual way? But the public, as we saw in our national poll on children's health, is inclined to think, you know what, that may not be enough. In other words, powdered alcohol may be too convenient and may lead youth to use it in ways for which it wasn't intended.
What kind of findings? What do the numbers tell you?
Well, when we do our national poll on children's health, we ask adults across the U.S. about issues related to children and child health policy. And what we found is that 60% of U.S. adults today would support a ban in their states that would limit the sale and use of powdered alcohol, much like what Michigan is considering here. Mm-hmm. In addition, over 80% of adults felt that online sales of powdered alcohol should be restricted, as should advertising on social networking sites.
Get into your concerns with powdered alcohol.
My concerns with powdered alcohol really are of two flavors. One is I'm a practicing primary care pediatrician and internist, and for my internal medicine patients, my adult patients, I see the consequences of problems with alcohol for our health. We have enough challenges with liquid alcohol as it exists today. There's a general awareness, and this brings me to point number two, in the public that starting drinking alcohol at a young age is a problem for kids' health. And that's probably why every year when we do our top 10 list to find out what the public thinks are the 10 biggest child health concerns, alcohol abuse is almost always in the top 10. The public understands and is concerned about the risks of alcohol abuse for youth. That's why we believe that their concerns about general alcohol use are now coloring what they think we should do about powdered alcohol.
I just have to wonder, how does not allowing powdered alcohol to be sold help that? Because anybody can walk in, if you have somebody who's got a problem with alcohol, they're going to walk into any store and buy a bottle of whatever. How does banning powdered alcohol help that, do you think?
Great question. And in fact, the proponents of powdered alcohol have said, you know what, a ban may actually drive this all underground. And that's a fair point. Mm-hmm. That said, law enforcement officials would generally agree that the best way to help control a new product is to have a firm restriction, or in this case, a ban on it. And therefore, just keep the focus on the liquid alcohol as we have it today in terms of preventing sales to minors and keep the powdered alcohol out of Michigan entirely.
Let's talk about minors. If they want to get cigarettes, beer, hard liquor, pot, whatever, we know they can. Do legislated bans really work?
Legislative bans give tools to law enforcement that allow them to do their job at the point of sale in their shop. It's much harder for them to do their job in terms of applying the legal restrictions on sales to minors, for example, if a outright ban is there versus if it's just a partial ban related to age, for example, or related to the volume of sales. It's important to note that Senator Rick Jones, who sponsored this legislation, is a former sheriff. He's a law enforcement guy. Mm-hmm. He's the one who says, you know what? What makes sense for this particular product is to go with the outright ban. And the public health community in general has expressed concern about powdered alcohol as a new substance.
And yet I bet we're going to see, you say several states have jumped on board. If Michigan follows suit, we're going to have this patchwork quilt of legal here, not legal there. People are going to bring it home in their suitcases. We're going to get that whole dynamic going on.
I think that's a risk. It certainly is a risk whenever we're dealing with state-by-state regulations that can be different. It's also a risk in this world of online sales, and that's why we asked about that as part of our national poll on children's health. And in fact, as I mentioned a couple minutes ago, the support for restrictions on online sales is actually higher than the restriction on people who would want a state ban in terms of the in-person sales.
Do the House and Senate bills in Michigan cover online sales?
The House and Senate bills in Michigan do not address online sales. They essentially, because they restrict possession, would prohibit somebody from acquiring powdered alcohol.
So it'll just be interesting to see how they will be able to enforce that once it happens and whether it'll make a dent in the demand or drive it underground. Your hope is make a big dent in the demand.
I would hope so, and it's not just my hope in terms of being a pediatrician and internist who cares about this for my patients, but that would really reflect what the U.S. public prefers when it comes to this new product.
Powdered alcohol. Dr. Matthew Davis directs the C.S. Mott Children's Hospital National Poll on Children's Health. Always good to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.